This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How to express your needs to your spouse. Many times people feel unfulfilled in a marriage. They feel that their needs are not met. And this creates a lot of frustration. And as time goes on, they feel detached and neglected. And so it's very important to find out exactly what are the needs that your spouse has. And this can be different for each person. I think the mistake that we make a lot of times in relationship is giving what we want. And it's, you know, it doesn't work that way. And you're not going to fulfill a person because they've been brought up in a whole different household. They have different rules of expectations. And so it's really important to find out what is it that they need. And once you know it, then to try to apply it. Now, as far as sharing those needs, it needs to be done in a very non-threatening way. You can't demand it. You can't say, these are my rights and I expect it and I want it. So it needs to be done in a very gentle way. It's about sharing. It's about talking about how a person can bring out the best in you, whether it's how to motivate you, what to do when you're sad, what to do when you're angry. I remember before I got married, I told my spouse that if we get into an argument and I say that I don't want to talk about it, I really do want to talk about it, but you just have to ask a little more insistently, you know, be more persistent and try a little bit harder. And that was the, you know, one of the things I told him that I need, and it really helped. Now, if I hadn't told him that and we got into a disagreement and I said, I don't want to talk about it, and he would give me space, because that's what a man usually wants. He wants space, doesn't want to talk about it. Then I would have felt that, oh, he doesn't care. And look, and it just, you know, it like reaffirms, let's say, feelings that that I could have. And so this is really important. Don't express your needs by comparing your spouse to someone else. That is like the worst thing you could do. And a lot of men fall into this thinking that they can motivate their spouse maybe to lose some weight and say, oh, look, so-and-so is so fit and so thin. Wouldn't it be great if you too could be like this? And this just, first of all, it destroys the relationship that woman has with the other woman. That it destroys that relationship. Then the wife will start feeling very inadequate and nothing good comes out of it. There's a lot of jealousy and inadequacy. So don't ever use another person's like, oh, look how, let's say, active they are. Look how pious they are. And they've taught this to their kids. And this really creates a lot of tension. So try to give the suggestions or talk about what makes you feel happy without using anyone else as a comparison or as a yardstick. And share your feelings with compassion. If you share what's in your heart and you're compassionate, you're not arrogant, you're not demanding, you're not harsh, then that message will be received very well. I see that with a lot of clients I've worked with, that if they learn to communicate their needs and their needs are being fulfilled, then their marriage just improves drastically. I think one of the number one complaints that people have is that their needs are not being fulfilled, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually. So when you tell your spouse what it is that will make you feel happy, that will make you feel fulfilled, then they have a winning chance at fulfilling that.